How did you feel when you switched on the lights at the Manchester Christmas light switch on?
Well, it's just a massive honour. You know, it's my city, and to be asked in the first place was an honour, so to do it, and the crowd are all up for it, and feels proper Christmassy. Even though it is only the beginning of November, nobody wants to be all bar humbug about it. But no, it's a real honour to be asked, and everyone was great, you know, Calabro and Shane Ward and that. So it was, I think everyone got a good show.
And did it go better than the practice? Because you tweeted on Twitter that you hope it did.
Yes, I've been switching, pressing buttons, plungers. Like, I wasn't sure quite, you know, what it was going to be. So I think my Christmas jumper was the best.
Do you go to the Christmas light switch on event regularly?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that we used to come to as a kid. I saw Chesney Hawks here a few years ago and do it. So it's great fun, isn't it? It's great. It feels like a real sense of community, you know. It feels proper, you know.
And you know, Manchester's renowned for its festive spirit with its Christmas markets and festive events like this. Do you think it could be the Christmas capital of the UK?
I don't see why not. I've been to all the others, you know, London and Birmingham and Nottingham, all put on a cracking show, but nothing quite beats Manchester. I like the big one, the big Christmas market here in the main square, but I actually like the little ones, you know, like the ones in St Anne's Square, the ones up little, you know, you sort of go up a side street and you're like, oh, there's one here as well, you know. So I love that. Yeah, it's great. Love a bit of Glühwein and a Bratwurst, you know. Nothing says Christmas like that, does it?
Yeah, and obviously you're joined here tonight with Hollywood superstar Warwick Davis, yeah. Shane Ward, Calabro, mixture between Britain's Got Talent and X Factor. What do you think of the acts?
Yeah, it's great. I've worked with Calabro recently. We sang together at the Palladium. They're joining me at the Bridgewater Hall on the 16th of December for a charity gig that we're doing for the Children's Adventure Farm, a Christmas Carol concert. So they're coming along to that. So yeah, I mean, I'm big fans of the boys. Warwick, I've worked with a few times on various shows. So it's great. It's been a really good, fun lineup, I think.
And obviously you've had a busy couple of months, but what have you got in the run-up to Christmas? Anything else planned?
Wrapping up the tour, I've got a few more dates for that. We've got, like I said, I've got the Bridgewater Hall show on the 16th of December, so gearing up for that, sort of rehearsing with the orchestra and, mm-hmm. you know, learning all the Christmas carols properly. So that's good fun, that'll be a good sing-along. And I'm filming over in Warrington at the moment with Michelle Keegan and Max Beasley and Sally Lindsay and Mackenzie Crook, doing a drama for them for Red Productions here in Manchester. So yeah, it's a busy one, and next year start rehearsals for the producers. That comes to the Palace on the 2nd of March, I think.
2nd of March, yes.
So yeah, we're there for a week.
Are you looking forward to your, is it musical tour? Is that?
Yeah, we're doing the producers tour and 20-week tour. Start opening in Manchester, so it's really exciting, and can't wait.
Fantastic stuff. And lastly, Jason, what do you want for Christmas?
I'd like to say world peace and all that stuff, but actually what I want is one of them remote control helicopters.
They are pretty cool.
The stunt ones. I saw a fella in the park with one the other day. I thought, hang on, I fancy a bit of that.